dynamics of our world and suggests how individual gardeners, collectively, can protect and conserve the local biological diversity that is truly vital and irreplaceable. Bringing Nature Home is a book many of us have been waiting for. So much more than a push for native plants, it articulates the broad interdependency of living relationships and literally redefines gardens as the new nature. Tallamy tackles the potentially grim subjects of habitat destruction and resultant species loss and turns them into inspiring stories full of hope and opportunity. Drawing on a lifetime of experience as naturalist and observer, scientist and gardener Doug Tallamy writes with real familiarity about the sensory richness, vibrancy, and sustenance inherent in landscapes that are truly full of life. Rich in concept and detail, this book asks and answers essential questions for modern gardeners inclined to good stewardship. How can we adjust our planting palette to be both beautiful and environmentally useful? How much more does a local oak species contribute to habitat richness than an out-of-ecological-context exotic tree? What do violets and fritillary butterflies, or pawpaws and zebra swallowtails, have in common? Where might tomorrow's species come from? Spending some time with Bringing Nature Home and its wealth of revelatory moments is certain to enrich your understanding of how connected and contributing good gardens can be. Rick Dark. Preface. Occasionally, we encounter a concept so obvious and intuitive that we have never thought to articulate it, so close to our noses that we could not see it, so entangled with our everyday experiences that we did not recognize it. In this book, I address several such concepts. Primarily, the wild creatures we enjoy and would like to have in our lives will not be here in the future if we take away their food and the places they live. I examine how we threaten their survival by trading our wild lands for uncontrolled expansion. And I emphasize the obvious consequence of that trade. In too many areas of our country, there is no place left for wildlife but in the landscapes and gardens we ourselves create. I also introduce ideas that are perhaps not so obvious. All plants are not created equal, particularly in their ability to support wildlife. Most of our native plant eaters are not able to eat alien plants, and we are replacing native plants with alien species at an alarming rate, especially in the suburban gardens on which our wildlife increasingly depends. My central message is that unless we restore native plants to our suburban ecosystems, the future of biodiversity in the United States is dim. Fortunately, two points of optimism temper this gloomy prediction. First and foremost, it is not yet too late to save most of the plants and animals that sustain the ecosystems on which we ourselves depend. Second, restoring native plants to most human-dominated landscapes is relatively easy to do. Although I do suggest approaches here and there, this is not a how-to book. There are many other fine references on how to select and grow natives in different parts of the country. Nor is this a book about landscaping per se. I am not posing as a landscape architect, and I am not skilled in landscape design. I am simply proposing a justification for the liberal use of native plants in the landscape that has not yet been clearly articulated. I hope the reasoning presented in this book is logical and convincing, and maybe even entertaining. I would like to thank my wife Cindy for keeping me on course in this and all other endeavors, as well as for her exceptional editorial skills and willingness to turn our property into a research station. For ideas, factual accuracy, advice, encouragement, and technical help, I also thank Tina Alban, Mary Ann Brown, Ed Bruno, Rick Dark, Vince D'Amico, Dale Hendricks, Bethany Plyler, Dot Plyler, and Jim Plyler, Kimberly Shropshire,